This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we're no stranger to damage from storms in the Midwest. Hail, tornadoes, and derechos can wreak havoc on our acres. But with everything that we deal with probably the exception of the 2020 derecho, it's nothing compared to the strength of a hurricane. And the southeastern part of the country is licking its wounds after Hurricane Helene hit late last week. North Carolina took the brunt of the damage. Cities like Asheville are dealing with extreme destruction. But outside those cities, rural parts of the state are in devastation. We hear from a North Carolina producer who's talking about the devastation right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner, now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Our friends at the Southern Farm Network out in the Carolinas told us the story of Linda Pryor of Henderson County, North Carolina, who's an apple and corn farmer. Rural North Carolina received over 20 inches of rain over 4 days, and combined with other destructive forces, it wiped farms right off the map.
We've had extreme devastation and feel very cut off and isolated. We're trying to get fencing supplies, just very basic stuff, livestock where people just let them go so they didn't drown and have caught them in other places and then have no way to contain them, and it's just unimaginable.
Pryor says roads in her area are either blocked by trees or completely washed away.
Some areas are projected to be on by Friday. U.S. Highway 64 is the main road, main highway to everywhere, and there's areas, multiple areas of it, it looks like you're walking through a forest. It's very hard to get resources. We have, a lot of farmers that have equipment have come together and are working to clear even a footpath to get through.
Pryor also says that whole fields are just gone.
One of the things that has really been mind-blowing is there's fields, like corn fields or produce fields, and the water changed them in such a way that the field isn't there anymore. So it's not a matter of, planting next season because the field itself is gone.
Pryor says her and her husband have been helping neighbors who are far worse off than them.
Well, there was a couple that my husband and I helped get out yesterday, early 20s. They had each had a backpack on their back, and they had their two cats in a small crate, and we walked 3.5 miles to get them out. It took about 2.5 hours to get that far, and they were being picked up by family that lived in another area of the state and, having to start completely over. Their house is gone.
The western part of the state is in the Blue Ridge Mountains and did not get as heavily damaged as the low country.
We're so cut off, so we farm in Henderson and Transylvania County, so we cover a large distance. We can't even get to the majority of our fields, and just like with the apples, we were trying to think of, something we could pick that could be salvaged, but the way there's so much road damage and so many bridges out, we can't figure out how to get to orchards to pick them and then truck them out.
Pryor says that while they're very grateful for the helicopters full of humanitarian aid that are getting into North Carolina, farmers in that area are in desperate need of feed and hay for their livestock as they try to bring them all back home where they can be safe and sound and also pick the pieces back up. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.